Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from a work I've put together about the Olivet Discourse that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. We've talked about the question that was asked already. What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And then Jesus begins to answer the disciples and tells them some things that will not be the end. Here's the first one. Many will come in my name. And I'll be reading from each of the passages to show you how similar they are. 24:4, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will mislead many people. 13:6, many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will mislead many. And 21:8b, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is near. Do not go after them. Interesting is the fact that he, the word he, is in italics in both Mark and Luke. Many will come in my name, saying, I am. You know, the I am people will surface in the end days, claiming to be God himself, claiming to be the Messiah from heaven, long promised. Attached to the false prophecy in Luke is what seems to be a separate declaration, namely that the time is close at hand when Jesus comes. We have heard this among God's people forever, but there will be special people rising up, quote, under the anointing, as they say, saying that at a certain day and time, Jesus will appear. They'll be setting dates. Anyone reading this comment knows, or hearing me talk about this, knows that such persons have occurred throughout all history, including many in recent times. Such a mockery of truth, yet never without a following. The bottom line from these first predictions is that none of this is a sign of the end that the disciples had asked for, except in the most generic of terms. Since men have been saying they are the Messiah in every century, none of them can be taken as the final sign of the final appearance of Jesus. He's slowly leading up to the main event by canceling out those events that will seem to be fulfillments but are not. All right, that was not the end, number one. Here's not the end, number two, wars and rumors of wars. 24:6a, and you'll be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. 13:7a, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars. 21:9a, and when you hear of wars and revolts. Every time a war erupts anywhere, it seems there are prophecy experts who will be willing to tell us that the end is near. Not so, says Jesus. It would seem that Jesus here is talking about wars within the empire, raised by the empire, the Roman Empire, as opposed to the later time in history, when the breaking up of the empire would create independent nations that would rise against each other. But for the beginning part, wars and rumors of wars. And that's not the end. These are false alarms, false messiahs, endless wars, par for the course. That's what it says in 24:6b. See that you are not alarmed. Those things must take place. Excuse me, but that is not the end. 13:7b. Do not be alarmed. Those things must take place, but that is not the end. 21:9b. Do not be alarmed. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Next comes international war, intranational. 24:7a, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. That's what it says in Mark 13:8 also. 21:10 of Luke, then he continued by saying unto them the same thing. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Luke indicates, seems to indicate to me, that there's a break in the lesson here as Jesus now sees further down the annals of our history to the breaking up of world empires into competing nations. Note that to this day there are in the world people, groups that identify as nations, others that identify as kingdoms, complete with a king. And many of them will be dissatisfied with the land that is theirs. Look at Putin. Look at his massacre in Ukraine. It's the latest. 2022 is when I speak this. It's the latest of such evils. While everybody's shouting Gog and Magog because they've read Ezekiel, the end is near, the student of the Bible calmly looks at the words of Jesus and says, yes. Yes, he was right again. There are nations rising against nations, but this isn't the end. Not because of that. This is not that kind of a sign. How about famines and earthquakes? 24:7b, there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. 13:8b, there will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. 21:11a, there will be massive earthquakes, and in various places, plagues and famines. Excuse me. Again, we're faced with phenomena that take place in every generation. But if the added mention of birth pains, which comes up next, is to be connected here to these two occurrences, it must be stated that indeed these pains, as with a mother's pains, are increasing worldwide. Here, let me quote to you from what's called the Mint website, livemint.com, MINT, LIVEMINT. Data compiled by the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's NOAA, shows that the number of earthquakes per year has seen significant variation, but the overall trend shows an increasing frequency. How about famine? Quoting this time from actionagainsthunger.org. After steadily declining for a decade, world hunger is on the rise, affecting 9.9% of people globally. From 2019 to 2020, the number of undernourished people grew by as many as 161 million, a crisis driven largely by conflict, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, then next, Jesus talks about terrible sights and signs. Only Luke records this. It's in 21:11. There will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven. This is only from Luke. He will be diverging in other ways soon. Could this be referring to airborne missiles, the space program, nuclear testing, Hiroshima? Terrible sights and great signs from heaven. Again, no way to pin it down to the very end. These kinds of things have been happening for a long time, but it seems like he's getting closer to the end now, doesn't it? And then he does talk about those birth pains, 24:8, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains. And Mark, these things are only the beginning of birth pains. Luke is quiet here, but the point is made without him. By this portion of the list, we're entering the latter days of the latter days. Nations rising, earthquakes rattling, famines devastating, all going on at the same time. This will be the picture of things as we enter the last stages of earth history. But still the warning, this is only the beginning of the end, not the end itself. Don't jump too far, too fast. Some other significant events must take place. Now we must start listening very carefully as he speaks about you. First, we got to back up. 21:12 of Luke really comes in next. But before all these things, but before all these things, Luke tells us, back up. He's not just in the end times after all. Before the terrible signs and the increasing natural problems and the international wars. In fact, from the beginning of the church's history, stretching down through the centuries until its final hours, there's a sign of his coming we must not forget. It's about the disciples of all ages, believers to be arrested, brought to trial, and killed. 24:9a, then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. 13:9, but be on your guard, for they will hand you over to the courts, and you'll be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them. And then Luke 21:12b and 13 to 15, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, turning you over to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors on account of my name. So the accounts begin to diverge even more, but it seems to me that these first mentions of persecutions could well be directed to the men that are standing right in front of Jesus, which in spirit had to include the coming Apostle Paul. They were indeed handed over to rulers of their day. James was killed outright. Paul was flogged and stood before kings and governors. The location of much of this persecution being the synagogues, that's what's mentioned here, we seem to be still in first century Israel. But the account does not stay there. How about the testimony of the disciples, 13:11? When they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for you are not the one speaking, but it is the Holy Spirit. And then in Luke, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves. For I will provide you eloquence and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to oppose or refute. Surely these verses have been used to apply to all of Christ's prisoners of all time, but there's no clear evidence, in that one anyway, that we're yet out of the first century until the next predictions. And I'm going to stop right there. We're going to be getting into apostasy, family betrayal, everybody hating us. That comes a little bit later. And then we will soon after that, get into the sign that they've been waiting for, the one that they asked for, and that Jesus has been leading up to. Thank you for listening today. Please look around the site. We have over 3,300 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, and a blog. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasture Lands, or buying one of my books at Amazon.com, or contacting me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. And I'll share details about our local ministry, our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men, and our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and the audio that you're listening to is being released on May the 30th, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.